Hallelujah. We got some spiritual intelligence that revealed that the month of April and the month of May are critical months where evil things will attempt to manifest in this nation. And according to the intelligence, that if we can stay in prayers consistently and blot out the hand of darkness that wants to settle over the land, then our deliverance as a people will come into focus. And so it's my determination, as many times as I have the opportunity to stand here, I will call for prayers for Nigeria. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Satan seeks to take occasion to afflict us as a nation, April, May. And so there is a summon, an alert to every man of prayer, every woman of prayer, to labor concerning the destiny of this nation. I was a functionary in the petroleum industry for 16 years, and we were in the designation of capacity of statistics generation. So I can tell you a little about the wealth of Nigeria. The God that created Nigeria never planned that any citizen of this country will be poor. That is, if statistics means anything. There was no such plan. But when darkness came, when manipulation came, in the midst of so much resources, there's so much lack. And right now, Satan intends to intensify his activities to ensure that our possibilities are bleak. Tonight, I would like us to raise a cry. It is only when men are lacking to say restore that the tyrant intensifies his bondage. Can you lift up a cry for Nigeria in a moment of time? This nation is a platform. It's a platform that God intends to utilize to fulfill his agenda, to fulfill his will. Sons and daughters of the land are going to be equipped, going to be strengthened. The kingdom of God will gain tremendously because of that which God intends to do. We, having this understanding, are mobilized by the grace of God to defend the territory and to call for redemption. That the hand of God might go to work concerning Nigeria. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let his enemies be scattered. Let his enemies be scattered. Mesco branta suka pata bakadelo tokobose. Prima seli kapatalwa. Resco pecunde seli. Bahando sanakete. Ibraske toko mokolia. Brami sala babonde skelima. That he might arise. That he might arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Those men and women that are seeking to plot against the destiny that God has ordained for this nation, let them suddenly fall. Let them be set into confusion. Let the hand of God suddenly awake and administer justice and judgment. Let Nigeria be free from the yoke in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come.
us, oh God. Vasiko preko batali maya. Emborose sale. Braketo kobo konte la isa. Parane soko bakatali mandei. Ambre kosa batu kopelama. Raskata baba bokotonia. Eka masaye. Rasketo mena. Rakapatam bagata. Eka masana baboria. Enso sede. Makaya toke mateli. Apregete la sumata. Aratoske, makayetoske, masoke la babatala, ebraka batala babola kabanata, aikabasanta babolo, aikaboko seman, aikabo santa, ikabasanta, brakatala baboria, shenika belato, rekoske, zabila, lekabayato, brakasobina kadia, isoke la mokodia, Lama Maya Koshi. Mayesko Tamaleka Lebo Korea. Alabo Korea Miska Bekamboto Mokon. Mande de Kosokoya Mamadiate. Aiko Balasuk. Ande Dodobo Sik. And then I love of Kosovo. And then I love a body bakat. And Tiaba Bos. And the Loko Balaboria. The Basik Alakoska. Lemina Puri. And the Koske Lavacademo Zadi. Ande lo cora, je fia da babosque da. Anda la babore va sa fia da baboroto. E la bosqueta frate co zeni, la capa la bosqueta bo. Anda la bosuria e co te, ma i capa me lo sene. Si pregete, anda babore, da 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 basote pregete, me la mangiare. Lord, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 2. Verse 7. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come unto Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertained to the house and for the wall of the city and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with me, when Sambalat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite head of it, it grieved them exceedingly that they came, that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel, Sambalat and Tobiah. They were grieved that progress was being made to restore the city of God, to restore the house of God, Sambalat and Tobiah. And from this point, they began to scheme on how to frustrate the cause for which the good hand of God was upon Nehemiah. Sambalat and Tobiah.
If this scripture was to be written from the Nigerian experience, it'd be Sambalat. It will be in the plural. But nothing can fight the good hand of God successfully. Everything that was happening, the favor with the king, was facilitated by the good hand of God that was upon Nehemiah. We want to come against every person in Nigeria that is playing the Sambalat role, the Tobiah role, and want to frustrate them by the good hand of God. Let the good hand of God contend with the Sambalats of Nigeria. I'd like you to raise your voice. The good hand of God. The good hand of God. Shiamoko sebriata babodi bakaskatati. Ambraskata bokombe la mina zikra kuska yito kosketa mala baboria. Rasketon preske vosi. Maiko sama ziko pre. Rasketomo kompre sama tade bokoria. Rabakuska tame zebriata baboko bosomina kade baboria. Shebrekete suman sala baboria. Meskobe, bring down every Sambalat. The good hand of God is with us. And so by that good hand of God that has brought favor to us, even in this season, even in this time, we demand by the same hand that Sambalat, that Tobiah be crossed, be cut off, be frustrated. Let the agenda not prosper. Isoke balanto si malate lai. Jamon je se le kepre kepuka balatua. Jaka beskote manselata. Raka bakate no kobo sobria. Diamo samenda. Iko samenda. La praka balata mandala. Reskofe temenehi. Libro kombe samakuria. Rakapes kompela mando, eskombe basakabala, raskatala baboko mene hisko prai, ayambo soko makala, rekapaseto, yekapasomenala, yekapasanta baboria, yantoseli, yanto kompela monde, iskomansanea, rakapatali mokoria, seminakate konseli, yakobo koria mama. Iakoma seni, la bakoske tene koma, endo semi, hena munde, ekabomo samai, epriska bakona, ilamaketehe, igoseni mokori, ambato, alemosekeke, andes, anamosa, ebreke, jemina koma, abakoske tahi, mala mamoroko sami. Maramana Bakoria, Iskompre, Andala Baboria, Eskoprokoboguru, Nayebo Santo, Andaba Sucre, Barisco, Mahamose, Vasco Tapacata la Baboria, Endoroboso Benazebri, Babai Tokoske, Rabacose Matatale, Epreketo Cobre Secadato, Rascata la Baborima. In the name of Jesus. Verse 15 of Nehemiah chapter 2. Verse 15 of Nehemiah chapter 2. The Bible says, then I went up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall, and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I said unto them, ye see the distress that we are in. how Jerusalem lieth waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. This was the message he preached to them. He said, come, let us build up. Hallelujah. Next verse. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me, and they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. There is a mobilization that will have to take place in the body of Christ. There is a synergy. There is a networking. There is an alliance. There's a participation. There is a reality of brotherhood that will have to be found and factored in the body of Christ in order to occasion the fulfillment of the things that we have so desired. But you see, this synergy, this participation never took place until Nehemiah came and spoke. He observed the situation. He observed the circumstance. And God gave him a word. Just a very short piece. But he traveled with liberating power. The moment he finished his address, everybody said in one accord, let us rise. There is something we need to pray about. And that's the errand of the prophetic voice. That's what the prophetic voice does. It is a facility through which God stirs his people. The body of Christ needs a huge stirring right now. And that is going to be effected through spirit-inspired utterances that the Holy Ghost will birth upon the hearts of men. And when they begin to bring perspective to these utterances, the Holy Ghost will go to work and the hearts of men will be stirred. And that which is the labor of the Lord, they will desire to be engaged in it. Can we pray that God will raise prophetic voices. The pulpit must not die in Nigeria right now. The pulpit must not die. The pulpit must not speak a lie. It was a short delivery, but it caught the heart of everyone under the sound of his voice. Oh my God. This is a season of an awakening. God wants to stir up the hearts of the sons and the daughters of Africa. Something is about to happen. That voice that will give his strength, that voice that will give capacity, give punch and power to the mind of God when it settles on the hearts of men. Raise voices in Nigeria. Men that will unveil the present revelation, position of the Spirit of God. Oh, come and see, Kamakando, Presto me, says it. Amamoria, Kemosi, La Mana, Sesco, Presco, Palamo, Senina, Mahaisco, Bella Coda. Raise the voice, just like John the Baptist, that began to proclaim the kingdom in all of Judea. Raise the prophetic voice. Seliko brasketo monokoria, shedi kombreso sakabala, makampesko belasko bokondo, iamo bosekalaiza, ebrakiska besko bela, isosaiko breskumba, amamaya kotaliko sala mamaiza. Labrosko kole maskabela to minakadia.
Ayakompeshkabalonda Imame Shai Kabo de Makalema Rakosketo Kopela Kudamanda Yatosaita Yakokopela Poskente. Oh my God, oh my God. Suddenly, let voices arise. Voices that will speak the heart and the mind of God. That will give the Lord an opportunity to stir the body of Christ one more time. These are the days when the Lord will stir the hearts of his people. Oh, oh, Samoteli Kabala Kunde Mandaya Ebro Kotse Katabunda Semine Ketelia Preska Pandos Kobelamo Tabelata Yababon Seketane Makadia Labra Kapetana Babon Sama Brika Peto Kobelatwa Vesco Pekamba Ika Mesuse Igo Boko Samakadia Abuse Ala la 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 Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Verse 19. But when Sambalat, the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Gishem, the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Every move they took, there was a counter move that Satan took. I pray you will have enough courage to rebel against the devil. I pray you will have enough courage to rebel against the voice of discouragement that he will be ministering into your head. What is this? They laughed us to scorn. That's a trial of your conviction. After that kind of laughter, it's only a man that has conviction that will proceed. May the work of the Lord in us be so deep that nothing from the external will have capacity to dissuade us from that which God is ordained to do for and through our life. Can we ask for a deeper work of conviction? Many of you are easily dissuaded. So, oh my God. Satan will just show up and say, do you realize that your next birthday you'll be 33? And then you are broken. Totally broken. May the work of the Lord be deep. So deep that the wind and the winter will lose the ability to change your conviction. Let the labor of God upon your heart be so intense, such that nothing from the external environment will have authority to shift your gaze. Amen. Can you say Holy Ghost? Tonight I pray. Do a walk upon my heart. So deep. That Satan cannot uproot it. Can you pray today? A walk so deep. A foundation so sure. Roots so strong. He said, this man is likened unto a wise man. He builds his house upon the rock, and when the wind came, when the storm came, it beat upon that house. But the house was still standing. Do a walk, a deep walk in me, Holy Ghost. Woo! So that when the storms come, when the wind arises, I will be standing. Do a walk on my heart. Such a walk that Satan cannot destroy. Shekumekeli. Nesoseli. Aye kumbela mina kumbelasa. Proske fute mande kuria mama. Yaboko tebine seketala babore. Amis kobe kede mokoria. So deeply rooted that Satan cannot get anything by attempting to dissuade me, by attempting to distract me. God will win in your life. His counsel will come to pass. Oh, Senikobelia mama. Kalipo Pantela Yikoma. Yes, Coprela Bakatali Mogoria. Ambres Copelama Sukabala Batalia. Yes, Cabre, Macabo Seme, Esosila, Abrama Cadabore, Asila Boskevo, Igamantel, Rabo Bosakata, Yekabon, Samakatalat, Ambres. Amanda, yeah, oh, 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 we give you praise. In Jesus' name. I don't know, but I see in the spirit. And I saw a huge tree. Two men were trying to bring that tree down, and it was so huge. And they began to strike at the root of it. Strike at the root of it. Began to strike at the root of it. But yet it was so huge. Wouldn't come down. They kept on striking. Kept on striking. Kept on striking. Kept on striking. Until that root where the strength of the tree resided was found. And when they struck it, it shook. Struck again. It shook. So I was wondering why God was giving me this. And I realized, wisdom began to speak to me. I realized that this night, things that have been long standing, things that have survived a very long time, God will be addressing it tonight, and he will be uprooting it. Amen. From his base. So that's what God wants to do tonight. Three prayer points before I give us a little exhortation. Oh my God, the heavens are open already. The Bible says that every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted, it must be rooted. What have you found in your life? What have you found in your family? And you know it is not God that planted this pattern. You say every such tree that was not planted by my heavenly Father, it means there are many more planters other than the Father. But if that tree doesn't have the signature of the Father, its destiny is that it must be rooted up. And so tonight you want to make demands and begin to name those trees and root them out. And root them out right now. Root them out. Kofesani mokombatski toko belama. Yemoseli Prescope la Cusca Tun Balante Licabase Prescope Ketokoske Sabalata Yama Masuka Braska la Bara Bara Maboria Seclo Prescope Lami Sico Brondo Mosqueta Viso Si Lei Compeli Salabo Rimama Basketo bi seminalo pobre kabasula remina kuskete kele memoria yamo mo sike rabisko pela remina kanteli siabos kanto ramekaya rekaskuta matalia bokoria mama aha oh it must be rooted up. It must be rooted out. Kabahai. Rescope la cande. Mekali koposkondo. Ribo seki la bakadwa. Ramashka de bokonte lete. Sheni kopatu kabalata. Rakabata ni bokoske tame. Oh! Yabo sakabonda. Rekatu shekelia. Menlis kompes kota makatua. Reska bayantola. Rakatelia. Iko sabena, iko sketoma, iko kuria, iko sempri, iko makate, iko bresko padua, eska metabo. It was not planted by your father. Shababababa. Ima mama mama hasai. Labro samai. Ika me menu. Senina kopera mane, ikama me, sabe la boya, e mamere, haya, kobe siga, hai kobe skopo komo, amokoria brasketo pokola I, rakanda sala oka baila, seni kopeto kopelata, rakan, yakaban, yakaban, eskoban, Yando seketela, randa babola balabala balabala balaba, ya babala balabala balabala, masala baboria, rescopera buat, ikabaskata bina branda babola ta, ya tokopre, matabalata branda babolo kodia, esosait, 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 yebola, 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 Yabola, 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 Yaka Santa Baboria, Yaka Maseliata, Yaka Mabola Tala, Ambres Pompelama, Ambres Samakoria, Ambres Sipi, Ambres Somelando, Ocopolia, Samata Balata Bada Babola Bala, Aita Tata Makala, Solina Casketo Brondo Coria, Abela Kuraba Santa Bada Babola Tala. Makande sosa dama, rakabata baboria. It's coming down. 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 It's coming down tonight. It's coming down tonight. Sale compola, abratemos capela de mata la baboria. Ah, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down in the name of Jesus. Marco Salivaria, Elo Mogonda, Sempre alla babolo complegati, Amazai la prospera, Abalabo la broda, Abesapre alla babola ta. Abakata brada babolata, raskanda baboria, etabanda baboria, agabanda basanaba, raskala, yakapatama, yakasene bogoria, eskombregede, abarata brada babolatama, rakasene, maroske malato, ikamaska baalebo, rasketo monsese, rabakuria brantelia, eskobela kudabalata, Manda seko badua Isa boko nehe Rabo bosa Rabo bosa Ante kumbu Kulu kumbu Hulu bobosi Ila mama 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 Ala la 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 Ala la 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 Ruka baba la 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 Ila bu Alako Alako si Alako Alabobos, Alabobos, Anda Kura Matale Kuria, Abesko Prekete Latu Kabalata Brata Babore, Yababos Set, Landokoria Bahasketi, Lapa Kampa Nava Bada Batania, Semina Kuria Prescote, Lato Kopelate, Edekede Gudu Malata Bunda, Rabasenia Kumpas Kedabo, In the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 3 verse 27. If God showed me that the tree came down, that means it will come down this night. You know, it's not of him that winneth, not of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. So the Holy Spirit shows what he wants to do. Then we now line up behind him. It will come down this night. No man can enter into a strong man's house. He said, don't bother entering the house. It is impossible for men to enter into a strong man's house and to spoil his goods, except he first, there is priority in this matter. He must first bind a strong man. He must first bind, incapacitate the strong man. The reason why he is called strong is not because he has brute strength, as it were, but he has been able to use priesthood, his knowledge of priesthood, to manipulate the outcomes of lives and destiny. He has an edge. And the edge he has is an insight into the workings of the supernatural realm. He has an edge. He understands claims, loose ends that can be exploited, premises for accusation, platforms for demand. He's a strong man. If he brings all the variables together, he can make a complete sense in presenting such a case that demons will be interested in. He's a strong man. And the Bible is saying, forget about trying to go for the goods that he has kept in custody. The first thing in the sequence to do is to bind strong. And I have a long story, a series of stories to tell you in this regard. Strong man. In my own experience, there are some people that God took out. It was after they were taken out that peace came to the land. There was no peace before the Lord. Yeah, he did a work. He took some people out. Then peace came into the land. Because as long as they are alive, what they do is that they interact, they transact. Then you begin to see the activity of demons. And it's so consistent, so deliberate, that it even forms a pattern. And it is transgenerational in nature. Tonight, we want to strike at the strong man. Just in case there is such a strong man within your conclave, within your coast, within your environment, that decides who rises, who falls, who lives, who dies. We want to bind him right now. A strong man within my own context once said some things to me, and I responded. The issue, that our little confrontation that took a few seconds, took 10 years for the effect to play out. And then after 10 years, it was obvious he was wrong. Are you ready to kickstart something right now? It's the Lord that said he wants to bring a huge tree down. It's not me. I came to teach. But tonight is to uproot things. We want to bind, if you understand what I'm saying, we want to bind the strong man now. See, I'm already feeling the anointing being released. It means God is giving me authority to be able to challenge some things in the spirit. We want to bind that man right now. Let me tell you something. There is an illegality according to the justice system of heaven. Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 36 is a very it's a handle, it's a scripture that you need according to the justice system of heaven, to subvert a man in his cause, in the path that God has ordained him. You are trying to stop the young lady from getting married. You are manipulating it so that people, when they look upon her, by because of the spiritual manipulations that have been invoked, they will turn aside. He said to do that, the Lord does not approve of it. It is possible, but he doesn't have the approval of God. And so if we realize that God is not involved, then we can change it. You apply for a job and it looks as though then the signal reads that somebody is about to break beyond the limitation that the strong man has set. Then he goes to work, goes to labor. The thing that was looking like there was sunshine coming, he pitches into darkness instantly because there's a strong man. And that strong man keeps his jurisdiction. Sometimes this jurisdiction might include people, things, possibilities. Oh my. Jesus said the way to do it is to bind the strong man. You will see an effect of this prayer we want to pray right now. This morning a lady sent me a very lengthy WhatsApp message about her condition. And if you read everything she said, it is actually, if you are a psychiatric doctor, you would think she has a psychiatric. But I've seen those things again and again. The thing I couldn't tell the lady is that there was a strong man. And the strong man is so closely related to her. So I didn't comment. Because if we want to take on that case, the fires will come on that strong man instantly. And maybe that's not what she wants. So if you may not be ready for this prayer, you may not be. You may not be. May the Lord give you understanding. A friend of mine in the UK, we've been praying for his papers to come out. And this prayer took us 5 years of prayer. 5 years. My God. And I was in Zaria for a crusade. I was just praying when he sent me his resident permit on WhatsApp. So I went for the crusade, came back, and I called him. I said, What happened? He said he was praying and the Lord spoke to him that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. It was one day after his dad died that thing came out. And the delivery people were so kind, they brought the thing to his house. With apologies. In the year that King Uzziah died. You don't understand. If I tell you the kind. Oh. Asamina kuleyama. Sheki luku priskava kuleya. Shemina kunte baba. Yama kunte mokore. Are you ready right now? Jesus recommends that we need to bind the strong man. Suddenly, that my friend had rest. Suddenly, everything was a struggle. When that rest came, you can also enjoy rest. And I tell you, I have been in rest for a long time, so I know what I'm telling you. I've experienced it. Tonight, we are going for war. Anyone that has constituted a strong man, that has been subverting the course of your life, subverting the course of your destiny, subverting the course of your possibility, subverting the course of your ordination, tonight we want to bind it. Sali Yendo Korea Shika Mezil Prescovelam Prescovelam Yakeke Masobre Andela Momo Sekilo Bogoria Praski. We bind your hand. We bind your hand. Mama suke bala mamolo. Ea momo seketa. Presko belama. Rakatalia bezuse. Librasko petekoskava. Ramina. Rakakoria basi. Presko bela kuda bagata kula mata. Mama shanda baboria. Ye kekela, ye mamosan, akabalaka, ye babo, ramponta shekela. Oh, 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 oh.
Exhumed something. Now listen, if what I say is true, because it may not be true, you know, if what I say is true, the Lord will show us a sign to prove that. Meanwhile, the person involved is free, but we will see a sign. Lord, if what I said is true, that one whose challenges are tied to several covenants made and things that were buried in the earth. Such things that you have revealed to me that you have dispatched angels to exhume. And that person is here in this auditorium. I ask that you do me a favor. Stretch forth your hand over this congregation and let your anointing begin to drip upon that person's head, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. And I ask, Holy Spirit, from my left hand side to my right hand side, if that person is in this place, I ask that you touch that person. Touch that person. Okay, it's coming strong. Touch that person. Let your hand descend strong upon that person. In the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that your hand might descend stronger. 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 As a sign that you have done this work in the spirit. I seek to know the person. So stretch forth your hand. Touch the person. Show us that sign. The Lord just reversed the curse around that sister and the family. Satan has nothing to work with anymore. His tools have been withdrawn. Oh my God. Ilamo seli copresco fala bushe ike palua prima capesuke pacumba escopeli zezila capresco velamo. Oh! I'm seeing curses which we are going to reverse right now. Amen! Elito copria vasaminala. Shepreke Bosoko Bolia Meziko Brala Makonde Agaboke Sai. Hey! Now I see the sword of the Lord stretch forth. It means that there are several of these people engaging in this illegality that God has warned many times. And right now, judgment is going to be administered. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. The sword of the Lord. It goes forth tonight. So that the people held in captivity can be set at liberty. Let your sword go forth in the name of Jesus.
In the midst of the cherubim, shine.
Everybody that came for service today, and that is a seal. It's a seal of your liberty. So the ushers are going to make the arrangement on how you are going to move, and as you are coming, you come with faith. Okay, you dwells in the midst.
Shine forth.
For those of you online, when I finish the physical anointing, I will release the same measure of grace through the Spirit of God. And irrespective of your location, that measure of grace will come to you where you are. But if there be any strong man that plagues your life, holds down your destiny, his influence over your life comes to an end tonight. So, ushers, you may wish to.
Thank you.
is a prayer for your family now. To make a decree against any strong man whatsoever that is working against your destiny. So just keep quiet. And for those of us online, I'm going to pray for you when I'm done with this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. I ask on the behalf of every family that is represented here tonight and represented here online, various handles, that tonight you will cut off the power of the strong man. Yeah. Every such entity that has been manipulating the destinies of men, that has been regulating who rises, who falls, who marries, who dies, we destroy that power. Okay. In a few moments of silence, then the Holy Ghost will begin to move. Now, let me explain his moving. He will be moving and touching people that their families are rooted in this controversy, and he will begin to fix those issues in the next few seconds. He will begin to move. And now, Holy Ghost, because it is your will tonight to uproot every tree that the Father has not planted in the lives of your people, in the families that are represented here. And so we want to welcome you into this place, Lord, to perfect that work of deliverance that exposes your people to control every such activity. So we release you, Holy Spirit. You are released. You have the right of way in this place to begin to touch such people and to begin to break those yokes, to begin to touch such people and begin to break those yokes, to begin to touch such people and begin to break those. He's coming so mighty. He's coming so strong. It's coming so strong. And I ask, oh God, those foundations, those family issues, those demonic things that have held people on the same spot for a long time, tonight, in the name of Jesus, let that yoke break. That yoke be put, be broken. Let it be broken. Oh, those things that have hindered marriages, hindered promotions, hindered the possibilities that the Lord has given you, let it give way now. Oh my. Oh my. If there is anyone that is bent at seeing your downfall, I bring the Lord's bitter judgment upon them now. He's still moving. He's still moving. He's reaching into the foundations of families. Things are being uprooted. Things are being uprooted. And I'm seeing someone here, and there is something, your umbilical cord was tampered with. Your umbilical cord was used as a point of contact to access the source of your life. And you have gone through a lot of cycles. But today I'm seeing God is breaking that yoke right now as we speak. He's breaking it. And you will feel the hand of God rest upon you. You will feel the hand of the Holy Ghost rest upon you. Because He's doing a walk in your life. He's doing a walk in your life. I'm seeing someone being drawn away from a very confined place like a cave. And you are being drawn out of that place. That is not the place that God has ordained for you. And so tonight, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Someone that is watching me online, I don't know from what nation you are watching me, but the hand of God is so strong upon you. The hand of God is so strong upon you. And the reason why the hand is strong is because there are two demons that have been monitoring you, following you everywhere, restricting your possibility. And God has released His angel. Those demons are bound right now. Yeah. And that's why you are sensing an overwhelming reality of the presence of God around your life. It is a release for you to enter into your full ordination. Yeah. Somebody in this place. And I see an eye on the wall. You have been monitored for many years. Monitored for many years. There's this system that has been put in place to gather intelligence for your enemies. And right now, I command that eye that sees to be blinded. Amen. The hand of God becomes strong upon that person. His right hand will descend upon you. Yes, the right hand of the Holy Ghost. The right hand of the Holy Ghost. The right hand of the Holy Ghost. It descends upon you to disconnect you. The right hand of the Holy Ghost. And it comes stronger. It comes so strong to disconnect you. These monitoring eyes will no longer be able to peep into the affairs of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. If you are here in this hall and while I prayed, you felt something touching your umbilical cord. You felt something there. You may wish to come out. If you felt a movement around your umbilical cord while I prayed this prayer, you can come out. You can come out. We felt a movement there. You can come out. You can come out. I just want to flow with the Holy Ghost to ensure that everything around your life that God has not planted is rooted out. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I decree that any form of bondage that your daughter has been in, occasioned by manipulations that took place with her umbilical cord, today, Lord, I reverse it. I reverse it. And you is great. You are great. Thank you tonight because of your excellent majesty. We cancel everything that the devil has spoken about the life and the destiny of anyone present here, anyone participating with this meeting. We destroy the power, the instrument by which the strong man has manipulated hitherto. Today, we proclaim liberty. Liberty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So you can use the drum now. Glory, glory, of God will come into your room. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is participating online, and the same measure of grace will be transmitted to bind the activities of anyone that is into manipulating their destiny. Let your hand go forth, O God. Amen. And let this work be effected in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.